Literary critic Leslie Fiedler called for criticism to say as many interesting things as possible about any given work of art. Rodney Asher's new film, Room 237, seems promising enough, presenting nine people's interpretations of Stanley Kubrick's 1980 horror film, The Shining. However, the poorly researched documentary's basic construction sets back the cause of good criticism and endorses an anti-intellectual approach to knowledge. By making no distinction between the quality of methods the interpreters employ to support the claims they make about the film, all of the ideas sink to the level of the ludicrous, as demonstrated by the synopsis of the film Wikipedia offers. The film interviews conspiracy theorists who connect Kubrick's film with, among others, genocide of Native Americans, the Holocaust, and the Apollo 11 moon landing. The problem is that these three interpretations are not at all on equal footing, argumentatively or rationally. Dialogue within the film literally tells us that The Shining is a film about the United States' ill-treatment of Native Americans. Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly gave Room 237 a grade of A, arguing that it makes perfect sense of The Shining because, even more than The Shining itself, it places you right inside the logic of how an insane person thinks. In no way is connecting The Shining to the plight of Native Americans insane. Numerous prominent references to Indian culture litter the film, and it was Kubrick's life's work to demonstrate the horrors of human depravity, particularly those perpetrated by Americans. On the other hand, the film does foreground at least one conspiracy theorist who argues that Kubrick shot the Apollo 11 moon landing footage and thus perpetrated a monumental hoax on a gullible public. The problem with this is that it is the exact plot of a 2002 French mockumentary, Dark Side of the Moon, in which American astronauts purportedly on the surface of the moon were recorded by Kubrick on a film soundstage under the direction of the CIA. By not citing the French film, Room 237 places this farcical joke on equal footing with well-conceived analytic approaches to The Shining. Room 237 does the greatest damage to the work of academic historian Jeffrey Cox, whose book about the film and the Holocaust, The Wolf at the Door, situates Kubrick's misanthropy in The Shining as referencing Nazi madness. No mention is made in Room 237 of the academic refereeing which vetted Cox's arguments in the book, and thus his claim that by having Wendy and Danny watch the film Summer of 42, thus invoking the year that the Nazis fully executed the final solution against the Jews, is seen as just as nutty as the claim about the moon landing. Room 237 could have been a terrific documentary about how certain films, Blade Runner, The Wizard of Oz, Vertigo, and yes, many of the films of Stanley Kubrick, fuel the imagination of thinkers who explain the power of the cinema. Save the work of Jeffrey Cox, none are cited or acknowledged in Room 237. Indeed, the film bungles its basic premise by not relating most of the wonderful work, popular and academic, that has been done on The Shining. New Yorker critic Pauline Kael, who hated the film, saw it as a rehashing of 2001, tracing the devolution of man into monstrous beast. In his academic book, A Cinema of Loneliness, Robert Philip Kolker argued something similar in a more positive register, seeing The Shining's negative presentation of Jack Torrance as evidence of Kubrick's critique of what he calls the tectonics of the mechanical man. And if you want to confirm Room 237's unsighted presentation of my Oedipal reading of the father-son tensions in Kubrick, predating Asher's film by over 15 years, have a look at my essay, Genre Theory in The Shining, published in the academic journal Film Criticism in 1997. I demand of my students that they cite previous work when writing essays. We should demand no less of documentary cinema